The Proxy Zone Reboot, starring Daniel Schall, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 4, Recap. In last week's episode, our brave heroes entered the sewers. With Donnie's help, they battled gimlets, pirates, and crossed the treacherous Barbary Sea. When they finally acquired the red suit, a leap of faith brought our team back to the base, only to discover the Professor and Duchess Fallbrook missing. Spike, woozy from a head wound, and a mysterious note were all that remained. Will the team find the Professor and Duchess Fallbrook in time to discover the true cause of the anomaly? Will they find a solution before the universe is torn asunder? Will they... What? You don't know that. Well, maybe they won't. Maybe this story ends in the destruction of the universe. Did you ever think of that? Huh? Know-it-all audience, you can't just sit back and enjoy a story. You know, I got...
What does the note say? I don't know. It looks like some kind of writing, but it doesn't make any sense. Let's see.
Yo, how can I be of service?
I said, let's see, not prissy.
My bad. Holler if you need me, sugar.
Whew. Thank God that suit's off. Thanks for your help, Kevin.
Spike, you should have seen how much Crisco we used. We definitely won't be frying chicken anytime soon.
Dude, you stink.
Well, I promise I'll shower when I can, okay? But we have more pressing matters.
This note doesn't make any sense. It's complete gibberish.
Let me see.
Yo, Kevin, my little sun-dried tomato. How can I be of service?
I said, let me see, not prissy.
Oopsie-daisies.
Dude, this isn't gibberish.
It isn't?
This is gobbledygook.
They mean the same thing.
No, they speak gibberish in Germany. This doesn't make any sense.
Maybe Prissy can decipher this. Prissy? Prissy?
Are you saying Prissy, or let me see?
Prissy!
How can I be of service, my cross the pond mistress?
We were hoping to decipher this note.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. It appears to be nothing more than just mumbo-jumbo.
Where could they be? Spike, did they say anything to you that might give away their whereabouts?
Oh, hold up. I know your daddy's location.
You do?
Oh, hell yeah. Them cowboys that took him gave off a distinct heat signature that was quite easy for me to track. Here you go, mistress.
Why didn't you mention this earlier?
Y'all kept cutting me off. No one let me get a word in edgewise. That's why.
This leads to the trailheads on the eastern edge of the jungle.
Well, when do we leave?
Donnie, you can't be serious. Jungles? Cowboys?
Saber-tooth cats?
There are saber-tooth cats in the jungle?
Not in that part of the jungle. I just thought we were listing off things we were afraid of. Taxis?
Hot sauce.
Radiators?
The tyranny of the stupid.
Running out of bullets.
I'm scared of the letter G.
The letter G?
Yes, but only when capitalized and written in the Old English style. How strange is that?
Can we please stop listing things we're afraid of and get back to the point on hand? Donnie is not qualified to go gallivanting in the jungle looking for cowboys!
Well, you didn't see me with the pulse rifle, did you?
Pulse rifle?
Yeah, of course, when we fought the zombies. How else would you do it?
You fought zombies?
Hey, I did as well as anyone else, okay? Given my qualifications and training, I did as well as anyone else could.
Aw, yeah, you did, little noob, dude.
I'm afraid your girlfriend is right. Donnie, you'll need to sit this one out.
I'm perfectly capable.
I know you are, but we need you here. I won't leave Spike alone, and besides, I think your girlfriend needs you.
Lydia, I'd really prefer to go with you.
You'd prefer what now?
Not like that. It's just that, things can get pretty hairy out there, and I thought,
Exactly my point. I know you mean well, and I appreciate it. I really do. But with the Professor gone, Spike will need help with Prissy.
I suppose I am pretty good with computers.
So it's settled. You and your girlfriend stay here. Kevin, Gus, and I will find my father.
And Duchess F.
Of course.
I mean, someone needs to look out for her.
I told you already, I can't do it.
And I told you to commence sciencing.
I can't just science on command.
Well, and I can't stop throwing knives at your woman.
I am not his woman.
Oh, yes, she's a Sheila, just not my Sheila.
You ain't about to be nobody's woman if in dangerous day, missus. And by missus, I mean doesn't not miss.
Then you have nothing to worry about, sweetie. Dave never misses.
Listen, he's distracted by such a pretty woman as yourself, Miss Margot.
Enough. You're going to science the problem or not?
Oh, yes, sure. All I need is a Bunsen burner, an Erlenmeyer flask, and a supercomputer, and I'll get right on it.
I'd watch that silver tongue of yours before I cut it out.
Don't you dare lay a hand on my father.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Lydia Gates, and you kidnapped my father. And don't forget, rich and grateful boss. Yes, you have my father and my boss, who I am also fond of.
Touching.
Well, pretty lady, I don't want to get your britches in a bunch, but you have until the count of three to get out of here, or I'll place this knife between your eyes. Dangerous Dave never misses.
I wouldn't try it if I were you, soldier.
Yeah, what he said. Counting to three is pretty hard.
That's not quite what I meant, Private, but I appreciate the moral support.
I count three of you.
Well, maybe it isn't that hard. I mean, I could probably do it, too.
While me and my boys here...
Don't forget me.
While me, my boys, and my gal make 10. I like them odds.
Oh, my spleen. Oh.
Now, I believe the odds are a little more even.
What the hell? What kind of gun is that?
An AK-47, when you absolutely, positively have to...
Hey, shot Cooter McGavin!
I suppose I did.
And Palm Tree Mike! Put a hole right through him!
Will you stop listing the people I've shot? It's giving me a swollen head.
That may be a pretty gun you're holding, but it still ain't no match for my skills.
You missed.
You moved. No one's ever tried that before.
I am seriously tired of all this cowpoke talk.
Bro, cowpoke is the most cowpoke thing a dude can utter. Utter! Milking. Just cows.
Oh, can I just kill them all?
Well, that depends. Dangerous Dave, are you going to set my father free?
Yes, ma'am. I admit when my match is met. I never been best before, but I'm humble enough to admit it when it's done.
Good. Now, can we get to the little matter as to why you kidnapped my father? And my boss, who I am also fond of...
And why you left this enigmatic note?
That's me explaining that I have the professor, that I'm on a noble mission to save the universe, and that no harm will befall him in my care.
A likely story. It doesn't say nothing.
Of course it does.
I'm afraid it's nonsense.
Cassidy McGee wrote it, the most educated man in the land. Tell him, Cass.
I'm afraid they got me, Double D. I ain't much for letter writing, I'm ashamed to say.
So let me get this straight. You wrote a note. It wasn't legible. You might as well just leave a blank piece of paper. They'd be less confused.
Oh, golly gee. I thought you'd never learn of it. I'm so deeply sorry for my dissemblance.
We don't have time for this. Are you going to start explaining, or should I let Gus loose on you, too?
Okay, I'll spill the beans, but you might want to take a seat for this one. It's quite the tall tale.
Can you connect the secondary coaxial cable and run it through the flux connector near the Rambart sequencer?
Come again?
Take that cable there and connect it to those two things over there.
Oh, yes, gotcha. I must say, I've never seen anything like this before. Your system, it's like a fig jam and chutney sandwich. It shouldn't make sense, but if you throw a fried egg in between, that's good eating.
Thank you, I guess. I built her myself. Lydia and I make quite the team, huh? She finds the treasure, and I run the specs from here. You know, there's a lot more to the international treasure hunting game than just risking your life and acquiring ancient antiquities lost to time. There's a lot more math involved than people think.
Huh. Really?
Oh, yes. The logistics is astronomical. That's where the real work is, and that's done by our team here. Authentication, finding the buyer, skirting international espionage law. That's me, Kevin, Duchess Fallbrook, and, of course, Prissy.
Yo, how can I be of service, my little grungeon master?
Not now. Well, actually, since I have you here, any updates on the team?
Nah, nothing yet. I lost contact at Piranha Choke River.
Okay, well, keep your radar dish peeled. I want to know the moment you hear from them. In the meantime, I need you to run simulation A-X-1. I'd like to see how much power the red suit can take.
Yeah, you got it, babe.
You've known her a long time?
Prissy?
No, Lydia.
Going on 12 years. Why? Do you have yourself a little crush on our adventure girl? You wouldn't be the first, but trust me, you're not her type.
No, not that I'm interested in courting her.
Courting her? What are you, like a bazillion years old?
But if I were, I think I'd make quite the catch. Though, out of curiosity, what is her type?
Let's see. Over 6 feet tall.
Well, I'm 5'8", 5'9", in some boots, so not too far off.
2 PhDs, minimum.
Well, I have my Bachelor's of Science from UConn. Go Huskies!
And any man who wants to win her heart must be fearless in the face of danger.
Well, I'd say a man without fear is a man without intelligence.
Coffee's here. I know I'm not quite the techie type you two are, but I know how to brew an excellent pot of coffee.
Very good, thank you. Teresa.
Am I interrupting anything? What were you two talking about?
Well, your ex-boyfriend was just wondering...
where I might shove this coaxial cable.
Between those two junctions.
Excellent. Thank you, Spike.
If you two will excuse me, I need to get something from the dungeon.
Dungeon?
No, don't ask.
So, it seems your new friends are quite...
They aren't my friends. Not really.
They seem very fond of you. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, it's felt good being useful again.
I'm really sorry about the breakup.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
You know, most men just buy a fancy car after a messy breakup, but this is something else entirely. Are you ever going to tell me what's going on here?
It's...
complicated, I know. You keep saying that, but something is terribly wrong, isn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Am I in danger?
Well, we all are, Teresa.
Really? Donnie, I have a confession. You've always been kind and reliable and thoughtful, but you know what really gets my motor churning?
What's that?
Danger.
What did you two do?
Nothing. I wasn't even touching my cable. The cable. The computer.
Yeah, we were just talking.
Not that. I don't care about that. The coaxial cable overheated. Weren't you watching it?
In my defense, you told me to connect it, not to watch it.
Simulation A-X-1 is complete.
And?
The red suit will overheat in 3.7 seconds.
Damn it. Back to the drawing board. Come on, Donnie. We have a lot of work to do.
So there I was, returning from Marauder's Gulch, after I rescued Margot's sister from a gang of ruffians.
He's my hero.
I'm no one's hero, doll. I'm bad, I tell you. Bad to the bone. Anyway, what I saw, neither man nor beast can attest to its legitimacy here on Earth. A lizard, taller than a steeple on Sunday, roaring and howling like the opening of the gates of hell. My horse spit lightning, reared, and we commenced back to the saloon as fast as her four hooves could travel. And that's when I met him.
Him?
A stranger. His hat pulled over his eyes and a hand-rolled cigarette pressed between his lips. And he brought a portent.
Like a tent for poor people?
What? No. What's wrong with your head, boy? A portent, a warning. He says the gates of hell had reopened, and that a scientist from a world far beyond ours had the answer. So I sought to track down this scientist, bring him here, and set him to the task of making everything right again. I succeeded, but he refused to help. That's when you lot shows up.
We're doomed, I tell you. Doomed!
I just want to get this correct. You witnessed something strange and inexplicable happening in your world.
Yes, ma'am.
And a stranger brought you a warning.
A portent.
Yes, that's right, a portent. And your solution to all this was to kidnap my father.
In my defense, any brilliant, half-mad scientist would have worked. He was just the first one I found.
Bring him here without any proper scientific equipment to get him to solve your problem. How?
By throwing knives at me.
It is kind of my go-to move.
And now that you hear it said aloud, how would you describe this plan of yours?
Well, ma'am, I have to say, it sounds mighty foolish.
Yes, mighty foolish indeed. Now, if you would kindly release my father and my boss, I'm awfully fond of, we can get out of here and maybe, just maybe, save us all using a scientific method devoid of tossed cutlery. What now?
It's the Mayhem Marauders, by golly. Everyone, take cover.
Who are the Mayhem Marauders?
Skeleton demons on horseback. The souls of the damned beyond the gates of hell.
Bruh, you talk about the gates of hell, like, a lot.
Yeah, what's your point?
Well, it seems to me that with all the resources hell has at its disposal, it would have a better security than a gate through which just about anyone could walk through, you know?
Kevin, now is not the time.
Dangerous Dave, we know you're in there. Come now, it's time to go back where you belong. You can either come quietly, or we can take your soul painfully. You have 2 minutes to decide.
What do they mean, back where you belong?
I was once head marauder.
Did you break out of the gates of hell?
As a matter of fact, I did. And I ain't going back. Not now, not ever. Okay, boys. Oh, that's right. You killed my men. That is going to put us at a severe disadvantage.
It seemed reasonable at the time.
Gus, how are you doing on ammunition?
If I had any, we wouldn't be conversating like this. I ran out when I...
When you killed all my men.
Kevin, you?
I have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7. No, 8 bullets. You?
Only both Mac 10s fully loaded, my Magnum 45 and a katana sword. How many marauders?
Looks like an unlucky 13. I do have half a dozen smoke grenades, and my fists are more powerful than a Desert Eagle.
I have my throwing knives.
1 more minute.
I have a Derringer. It ain't much, but it'll take out a couple.
My coats are fully loaded, except in that one I shot the bottle with.
Okay, I want all of you to stay here. I'm going around back to flank them. Father, Duchess Fallbrook, keep your heads down.
Way ahead of you, sweetie.
The rest of you, whatever gets through that door, shoot it.
Even you?
No, not me, Kevin.
Just checking.
I'm coming with you. No dame is going to...
Oh, snap! He done did it, bro!
What's up?
Lydia hates being called a dame.
Listen here, buckaroo. This dame can whip your ass any day of the week and twice on Sunday, and if you ever hope to use that little pecker of yours again, you'll remember that.
Lydia, we totally support your feminism in this regard, but, like, clock's ticking, dude.
Fine, Dangerous Dave. You're with me. Let's move.
Time's up!
Mayhem Mike, dude! Can you, like, give us 1 more minute?
What?
Just, like, 1 more minute, bro. Dangerous Dave is tying his shoes real quick.
What? No. Fire. Send them all back to the gates of hell.
I've been hit.
Professor, see if you can patch him up.
He's fallen rather close to the shooting, which is still going on. Perhaps in a moment.
See to his wounds, Professor.
As you Scots say, I'll give it a burl.
We don't say that.
Okay, here I come. No one shoot the old man.
Oh, my spleen.
Yeehaw, girly. You took out half of them before they knew we were upon them.
Thank you, but what you did... Oh my God, taking out 2 marauders with 1 knife. Where did you learn to do that?
Seems I was born with them skills. Do you always jump like that when you shoot? Never seen the likes of it anywhere.
Like you said, it's my go-to move.
Guys, great saving us and all, but... Gus is in bad shape.
No, Gus!
I'm all right. Just give me a gun. Give me some bullets. Give me... some...
He's dead.
No, he was...
Psycho, bruh.
Yes, but he was our psycho.
I'm sorry, y'all. I feel in some way this is my fault.
Dude, this is, like, totally your fault.
It wasn't his fault. I mean, not entirely. The anomaly has us out of sorts.
If there's any way I can make it up to you, you just ask, all right?
Well, we are a man short.
Okay, yeah, but with all due respect, man, are you mental?
Lydia's right. We could use a strong hand.
No, don't leave me, Dave. What'll I do without you?
I'll be back, doll. I promise. Cassidy.
Yes, Dangerous?
Keep an eye on her, your good eye, if the Marauders come back.
I'll gather a new gang. Don't you fret about that.
There's a world that needs saving. Neither storm, nor beast, nor gates of hell can keep me from doing my duty.
Dude, you say gates of hell one more time, and I am slapping you, stupid. Side note, though. Duty.
Okay, everyone. We can mourn Gus when the mission is over. Right now, we need to get my father back to his lab. I only pray that Spike and Donnie have figured out a way to connect that red suit to Prissy by now, so we can finally get some answers.
We can only pray is right, Lydia. Will our heroes finally discover an explanation to the strange anomaly plaguing humankind? Will Kevin ever slap Dangerous Dave stupid? And will Teresa do more than make a decent cup of coffee? Probably not. Stay tuned next week as we go... Wait, where are we going again? Oh, that's right. Back to the lab! Really? That doesn't sound too exciting. It's going to be one of those explaining episodes, isn't it? Oh, God, I hate those. Well, tune in anyways, I guess!
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone reboot was written by Gerald Burke. All voices by Daniel Schall. Music by Sean Rayner. Produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books, written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.